You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. Let's all take a deep breath and exhale. Let's take one more deep breath and release. I start off with today is a good day because we are breathing, we are alive, we are growing, and we are learning. I am a psychologist. I've been practicing for over 23 years, and I truly believe that mental health is human health because we are all human beings on this life journey, just trying to figure it out. And what I love about the people that I bring on as guests is that they always teach me something new about what my journey might feel like, experience, and just think differently about the journey. And that's true with my guest today, El Hari, who's here for part two. I'm so excited. And so I just want to say a little bit about CBD, because if you've been listening to my show, you know that I am an advocate for CBD, and I'm a daily user of CBD. I use it, my family uses it, anyone that I can teach about the medicinal benefits of CBD, I recommend that they use it. I've been using it now for 3 years personally and in my practice because I know that, you know, people dealing with anxiety and stress and insomnia and chronic pain and depression and lack of focus and all of these symptoms, I know can get relief with CBD. And so I often have to re-educate people and let them know CBD is not marijuana. It doesn't come from marijuana. It comes from the hemp plant, which is kind of like a sister plant to marijuana. And both of them come from cannabis, the cannabis plant. And so what CBD is less than 0.3% THC. So we say it's the medicinal part of the plant that doesn't get you high. CBD is legal in all 50 states without a prescription. It's actually considered a nutritional supplement. And it has so many benefits because the receptor sites in our human body, every organ has receptor sites that take in CBD, and it maintains that homeostasis. Our endocannabinoid system is responsible for our body's homeostasis. And that's where the CBD comes into play. It really begins to change and alter the chemistry so that we get the calming and focus benefits, which is exactly what I need as a psychologist in providing emotional support for other people on their journey of growth and change. And so with that being said, check out my website. It's healthyminds.expert so you can learn more. And so I just want to introduce this beautiful woman again. Her name is El Hari. She is a number one international best-selling author and twin flame and ascension expert who helps people overcome fear, pain, and self-sabotaging limitations in order to guide them towards their true nature of bliss and perpetual happiness. After experiencing her own twin flame journey, Elle left her career as a lawyer to help others navigate their own path toward ascension. Now is the founder and CEO of El Hari Universal LLC and creator of the Be With Your Twin Flame and Mastery of Ascension Alchemy brands. Elle helps her students learn to unconditionally love themselves and manifest their greatest dreams. Her mission is driven by a passion to expand people's awareness of the truth of the twin flame journey and assist humanity's spiritual ascension on the global scale. She has written 4 best-selling books, including Twin Flames Exposed, Love Exposed, Yes, I Can, and Savvy Spirituality, The Sophisticated, Fun, and Fabulous Person's Ultimate Guide to Everlasting Happiness. Today, she's talking about the book Twin Flames Exposed, and she's going to continue to talk and reveal insights from Twin Flames Exposed, why most of what you think you know about twin flames isn't true, and how understanding the truth is the key to being with your twin flame in this lifetime. Welcome, Elle.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Erica. I'm so happy to be back here with you again.
So we're doing part 2. And like I said, I was excited about this twin flame journey. You shared a little bit about your journey and how you happened upon this twin flame experience. And you talked about what it looked like in your relationship and in the pain and the back and forth that you experienced. And so I just wanted to go a little deeper, and maybe if you could do a little recap of what that twin flame experience is about, and talk a little bit more about how do you know if you're in a twin flame relationship, or if the relationship you're in is your twin flame?
Excellent questions. Yes. So just a short recap, let's just first recap what the twin flame is. Twin flames are 2 physical bodies that share the same soul. So everyone has and is a twin flame. And the reason why that is because the soul is energy, and the soul needs to assimilate into the 3D physical energetic paradigm when it incarnates here, when we're born into our physical bodies. Our soul originates in 5D, which is the 5th dimension. The 3rd dimension, which is our physical world, it has a different energetic paradigm. It's one of dualities and opposites. So in order for the soul energetically to assimilate here into 3D and to incarnate here, it needs to make 2 energetic opposites of itself. In energetic terms, opposites are called polarities. So there's 1 polarity in the body of, in your body, for example, and 1 polarity in the body of your twin flame. That's why everyone has and is a twin flame. Now, the polarities make it so that, you know, they're opposite energetic charges, if you will, in each twin flame. And at a certain point in time, we can't choose this. It's not intentional. We don't even know what happens. There's no feeling or aha moment or anything, but at just a random point in time, when your soul decides it's ready, it recognizes itself within the physical body of your twin flame. At that moment, the 2 polarities within each physical body of the twin flames become activated, and they build up. And during the buildup part, the twin flames are physically drawn together like magnets. You can't pull them apart, you know, and they feel like many of them. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship at this point, but it most commonly is. But, you know, they just feel like no one understands them like each other, that no one connects with them like the twin flame. And then they build up, and it reaches a tipping point where then the polarities start manifesting physically. And how they manifest physically is a push-pull dynamic. So one twin flame is a push twin flame. The other is the pull twin flame. The push twin flame energetically pushes towards the pull twin flame, while the pull twin flame energetically pulls away in tandem, which if you think about that, would make it almost impossible for the 2 physical twin flames to be together for any sustained period of time without with the push-pull going into effect. So that's what it is. And that's what the twin flame journey, how it manifests for the twin flames. There's a larger point of the twin flame journey. It's not just, you know, about the physical relating experience with the twin flames, but rather a way for the twin flames to really learn more about themselves and love themselves on the deepest level of the soul.
I love that. So if you were saying that sometimes, you know, people aren't aware if they're in that type of relationship with their twin flame, are there signs that you know if you're in that relationship? Because I think oftentimes in relationships, there is that push or pull. There is that one person wanting to move closer, the other person kind of pushing away, and then that person wanting to move closer, and then it pushes away. So are there like some red flags or some signs that might suggest you're experiencing that twin flame connection?
Yes, there are 3 signs I'd like to say. First of all, I want to clarify that people, a lot of times, if you Google signs that you're with your twin flame or signs you've met your twin flame, what will come up is usually the part I talked about while the buildup of the energy is going on, that you feel so connected with them, that you've never had anyone, you know, feel so close to you or understand you. It feels like home, all those other things. That's all true, could be true, but it's also, those things could also exist in a regular soulmate relationship, you know, without your twin flame. So really where the, how you can tell you're in a twin flame situation is after the two energies have started the push-pull action. It's at that point where the push twin flame, the one that's the push energy, you know, usually is left there because the pull twin flame pulls away. And the push twin flame is left there only being able, because this is fear-based energy and it controls the mind. And fear-based energy is also addictive energy. So the push twin flame, its energy is all pushing out onto the physical form of the pull twin flame. And that energy, remember, addictive, controls the mind. So the push twin flame becomes very obsessive about the pull twin flame, where their thoughts, their mind is just consumed with thoughts of the pull twin flame, what the pull twin flame is doing and saying and thinking and feeling and with whom or with not, or, you know, why they're not here. They begin, the push twin flame begins, like, you know, stalking them on social media, stalking people they know on social media, following them around in their car, driving by their house, you know, whatever. You know, physically it can take any form, but it's like an obsession. And it gets to the point where the push twin flame doesn't recognize themselves anymore. They don't like to be that way. You know, it's really out of their control. It's not their intention to be that way. They want it to stop, but they don't know how, because this energy is so strong, and, you know, it's energy of the soul, really. So it's, you know, it's out of their control to stop the obsessive thoughts. I mean, unless they know how to do it, which is what we help people do. But, you know, it's, they just don't recognize themselves anymore. And that can be really confusing and really scary, actually. And so there's that sign. Then on the next one is that there's usually what we call core wound pain. Core wound pain is, and pain is a spectrum. So it can vary from anywhere from a clenching or tightening feeling all the way to feeling like you've been completely, your soul's been ripped from your body and you've been completely disemboweled. And everywhere in between, there's a whole spectrum, a degree of the pain, but it's called core wound pain. And it takes place in either the heart, the solar plexus, or the sacral chakra. And, you know, like I said, it varies in intensity and degree, depending on the person, but there's definitely something you will feel in one of those chakras, to some degree or another going on. And what that is that's the chakra where the push energy that I talked about actually leaves your body. It pushes out from that chakra. And so that's the awakened and activated push fear-based energy in there that is causing the core wound pain. So there's that. So there's the obsessive thoughts, the core wound pain. And then the third sign is doubt, actually, because doubt is a synonymous with fear. And this is all fear-based energy. And so we have our students, I mean, even, you know, they work with us, we teach them, you know, how to stop the push fear-based energy, the obsessive thoughts, everything. And, you know, their soul then brings their twin flame back in. And even then they're like, no, that's not my soul bringing my twin flame back. And that's not my twin flame. I'm not on the twin flame journey. You know, it's doubt. And that doubt's going to, little vestiges of that doubt continue to be there all the way until the push fear-based energy is completely what we call balanced, but it's really neutralized. You're neutralizing the two polarities.
So it sounds like and you talk about this, it sounds like a painful process, I guess, but on the other side of it, it is a balancing, and it seems like it's a releasing of this energy that wasn't healthy. Is that what this journey is meant to be?
Sort of, yeah. Rather than releasing, it's really an alchemy. We're alchemizing and transmuting our fear-based energy, this fear-based push energy that the push twin flame sees due to the pull twin flame's presence or not, is what the push twin flame we teach them how to alchemize that, and it gets transmuted, actually absorbed and swallowed up by love energy, because fear and love are complete opposites. They're mutually exclusive and they can't coexist. And our soul is love energy. It's the strongest, most powerful energy that exists in the universe, next to source energy. And it only has this polarization, these fear-based polarizations when it's incarnated here in the physical form. Remember, one is in one twin flame's body, the other is in the other twin flame's body. So it's only the part of the soul that's here in the 3D that has any of the fear-based polarization going on, the push-pull. And so that is actually the point of us coming into this lifetime and every lifetime. Our soul's journey is eventually to alchemize all of our fear-based energy that we have, not only with ourselves and our twin flame, but with everything and everyone else, because everything and everyone else is energy as well in this physical world. And so we eventually learning how to alchemize our fear-based energy in every aspect of our lives. And that is when we reach ascension. And that's spiritual ascension, which is complete and total fearlessness, which means complete and total love, because, you know, they're mutually exclusive. And so what happens is you're through the twin flame journey, you learn how to alchemize and transmute your fear-based energy into love energy, but only regarding yourself, which is your twin flame and the twin flame journey. You spoke of homeostasis earlier regarding CBD, and you know that's like a balancing, and that's exactly what this journey is about. It's the soul. If you think your soul is one energetic field, coming into balance rather than being out of balance with its two different polarities, I would say. Yep. So two different polarities. It's neutralizing that and being in balance. And within the two polarities, which is one twin flame and the other twin flame, in order to neutralize the whole shared soul's energetic field, the twin flames need to neutralize the push and pull within themselves and bring themselves within to homeostasis as well, if that resonates. So really what you're doing, if you're the push twin flame, and I say the push twin flame because the push twin flame is the one that comes looking for the help. Because remember, they're the ones that their mind is focused on what's going on with their twin flame and can focus on nothing else. Meanwhile, the pull twin flame, it's still fear-based energy. It's still addictive and it's still of the mind. But because it's pulling away from the push energy, it can focus on anything and everything else but the push twin flame. So it can't even focus on what's going on there. So the pull twin flame doesn't come looking for help. But it takes only one twin flame to balance out for both, because by definition, polarities are two. And so if you take away the push polarity, there's no other polarity for the pull to be polarized with, right? So the pull goes away too. And you basically reach homeostasis within the shared energetic field of the soul.
That's interesting, because I was thinking in my mind, if one is going through the process, does that mean the other person is also going through the process? Does it just take that one person and then that resolved energy or that balanced energy then impacts the other person since they're a direct reflection, or how does that work?
Yeah, so exactly. So it does, it impacts the other person. So it may seem like the push twin flame got the raw end of the deal because they're the ones that have to, you know, are left there. They have to look for help and find what it is. They have to do the work. But they both play a role. You know, it's all in the benefit of the one soul. So the pull twin flame, you know, is not consciously aware of this going on. I mean, some of them can be, but most of them aren't. They can't even focus on it. They're not even doing any of the soul work. But they play a role. Their role is that, you know, every time, because once the push twin flame balances out the push energy, the soul will bring the pull twin flame back in. Every time the pull twin flame comes back in, more push energy, fear-based energy is coming up for the push twin flame to see and to alchemize even more. So the pull twin flame plays a role every time, you know, they come in or you know, reach out or do anything. They're playing that role of showing more of the push twin flame, more of their push fear-based energy. They don't know they're playing that role, but they have a very important role in doing that. And then, yes, so it takes the push twin flame then to balances out their push fear-based energy, which, as I said, balances out the pull fear-based energy to the same extent. And the alchemy, what goes on when you transmute your fear-based energy into love, remember, it basically gets changed into love. The more that you have love energy within you, the closer you're aligning into the vibration of your soul, because your soul is your love energy. So you're shifting closer and closer into alignment with your soul, which is your truth. And that includes, your soul is love, but it includes all the great things like peace and abundance and bliss, happiness, your true passions, your true soul's purpose. All of that is part of your soul energy. So you're shifting closer and closer into alignment with all of that, which means the more you're in alignment with that within, the more things that resonate and are in alignment with your truth and all of your desires show up without. And you also pull your twin flame along closer into alignment with your soul as well. So for them, things change in their physical life too, closer in alignment with your truth.
So is it possible to go through this twin flame journey or process not being aware of that person being your actual twin flame, but being in a relationship with that person, but never knowing or recognizing that that's who you've been in this love, hate, or I don't know how to describe, yeah, it, but in this relationship with?
Yeah, so there's two ways to answer that, of course, because there's not one answer with the soul. But yes, so first of all, everyone has and is a twin flame. Everyone has crossed paths with their twin flame. Billions of people in the world married to their twin flames, in relationships with their twin flames, living next door to their twin flames, working with, and they just don't know their twin flames. Because remember, there's this one instant where the soul's going to decide that it recognizes itself, that starts the journey. We call that soul recognition. So until that happens, there's many people relating with their twin flames every day and they don't know their twin flames. And that's fine, because it doesn't matter. At that point, it's just a label and it doesn't matter. The only reason why we even have to call it something like a twin flame or twin flame journey is to give people an understanding of what happens once they have that soul recognition and the polarities build up and then all the craziness ensues. But there's many people out there who relate just normally with their twin flames like they would with anybody else. And it's fine, it's peaceful, it's great. Once though, they have soul recognition, and that's when what begins the twin flame journey. That's when, the craziness happens. Yes, there's two different relating dynamics that happen once the polarities build up and the push-pull goes into effect. One of them is the pull twin flame leaves, ghosts, disappears, cuts off, blocks, the push twin flame, like disappears. The other relating dynamic is that the twin flames are caught and stuck in a back and forth push-pull relating dynamic, where the pull twin flame seemingly comes and goes out of the push twin flame's physical life, right? And each time, it's like, yay, they're back. And then, oh, they're devastated. Yeah, it's like a roller coaster. Yeah. Over and over again. Yeah. And so there's that relating dynamic as well. Now, once the push twin flame learns how to balance out, the push energy and alchemize it, reach the homeostasis within themselves regarding their twin flame, then the soul can bring them together peacefully and, sustainably. But, as long as there's any of that push or fear-based energy there, the twin flames can't physically maintain any kind of peaceful relating experience once they have had soul recognition and have been on the journey. Like I said, the ones that haven't even been on the journey yet, yes, they're fine. They don't even have to worry about it.
Haven't hit them yet, because it hasn't hit them yet. So you had mentioned soulmate. What's the difference between the twin flame journey and the soulmate?
Right. So the twin flame is yourself, your soul, right? It's the same soul in two bodies. You only have one twin flame. Everyone has one, but it's only one. A soulmate is just like the word suggests. It's a mate of your soul. So it's another being that you resonate with. And every living being has a soul. It's a soul's energy. So, if a soulmate comes in varying degrees and forms, there's the normal, the most common connotation, which is a lover or romantic partner, and that could be a soulmate, but our family members are soulmates, our friends are soulmates, even our pets are soulmates.
Yeah. So you can have multiple soulmates, because that's just your soul's connectedness with that love energy in someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's good. How do you guide people? Because, as I was saying, I do a lot of work with relationships, and I talk a lot about and work a lot about with individuals on that unconditional love, that loving of themselves and forgiving of themselves and having compassion and understanding for themselves. And you talked about how that is a part of this transmuting energy from the fear base to the love. How do you continue, or how do you support someone who's kind of on that journey in that process?
Yeah, it is a process for sure. So really, first we make them, you know, they have to buy in. And it's so important to trust and believe in what we teach and in the process, because it's divine truth. And quite frankly, the whole process is their soul. Their soul is bringing them this process. And, you know, just having blind faith at first, just knowing, understanding that your soul is orchestrating everything in our lives. Our minds don't like to hear that. We like to think we have so much like free will and all of this. And we do to an extent, but really what, in terms of like the lessons we're learning, the big major things in our lives, our soul has planned and mapped that out, right? It's our destiny. And so our soul's orchestrating it all. And our soul is perfect. It's the most powerful, amazing, beautiful energy that exists next to source energy. We're a spark, a direct spark from source energy, the ultimate creative energy, the ultimate perfection. And so if we believe that and we know that about ourselves, and when we believe that our soul is orchestrating everything, then we know that everything is being orchestrated for a reason, because our soul doesn't make a mistake because it's perfect. And even if our minds want to judge something happening in our life as good or bad, and it doesn't see what the reason would be for it, then, you know, that's our mind's fault, because, you know, our mind can't even conceive of what our soul can even drum up for us. Our mind's that limiting, which is fine. Our mind has a point, but it's only, you know, our mind's very limiting. Our soul is limitless, infinite, eternal. Our soul's the only thing that's eternal. Nothing in this physical world is forever. It's all temporary. Our soul is the only thing that's forever. So, you know, that's how amazingly powerful it is. And if we can just, first of all, you know, that's what we tell our students. You just need to trust and believe that your soul is orchestrating everything. Just if anything, just always remember that and trust and believe in that, because guess what that is doing? That's trusting and believing in yourself, because you are your soul. And when you trust and believe in yourself, that's the first thing to do, what? To love yourself. When you love someone or something, you trust and believe in it, right? Why not into yourself, which is your soul? And it just also happens to be your twin flame. but you know, so that's really the base thing that you need to start with, is that, you know, you get people to actually understand that. And to really trust and believe in themselves, and then to stop judging everything that's happening as like so bad, or it's not what they want, or, you know, because your soul's doing it for a reason. And that reason is always, it ends up being a good thing. You know, it's not that you want to judge that either, but, you know, it ends up being, you know, happening for the reason. The reason is always for you to learn more about yourself. And that's why we're here in every lifetime. We come into the physical world to learn, because remember, the physical world is the one of polarity and opposites and dualities. That's the third dimension paradigm. That's why our soul assimilates here, because in 5D, there is no opposites or polarities. Everything just is. But here, it's why there are opposites and polarities, is because without those, you can't really learn things. Like if I hold my hand like this, is it up or down? But we don't know. In 5D, it would just be. But here we can tell, oh, compared to the floor, it's up, but compared to the ceiling, it's down. And to how you need those kind of opposites to learn about everything, right? And so, and then about ourselves through our twin flame. So that's really the point of it, is that there's always something going, you know, happening for a reason. And it's really to learn about ourselves.
I love that message that we are on this journey to really love ourselves and grow in so that everything is orchestrated for that soul purpose, if you will. Okay, we've got about a minute and a half. Tell my listeners where they can learn more about you, your program, the teaching that you do.
Okay, thank you. Yes, bewithyourtwinflame.com is our website. We have tons of instructional video, or a few instructional videos on there, blog posts, all the ways, all our books and programs that ways we can help you. You can schedule a free 15-minute clarity consultation with one of our clarity coaches who could, you know, answer any questions you have. They're very, very good at what they do. They know, they've seen it all. And it's all, you know, they're very understanding and compassionate and they get it. They've been where you are. We are at Be With Your Twin Flame on Instagram, Be With Your Twin Flame Facebook group or page, and also Be With Your Twin Flame YouTube channel. And of course, my book, Twin Flames Exposed, is available on Amazon or through our website. And it's a really good introduction if you think you might be experienced going through this and not quite sure. I would like to say there are a lot of people out there on a twin flame journey experiencing it that probably don't know that that's what they're experiencing. And so they're still stuck in that torturous, obsessive, can't move on, can't get over an old relationship or a toxic back and forth in and out thing. And if they really want to break that and, you know, find peace and the love that they deserve and desire, they should really consider looking into it might be a twin flame journey.
I love it. Thank you so much, Elhari. It has been a pleasure. You are welcome anytime. And just love and blessings.
Thank you so much. Love to you too.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.